Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Headed off to greener pastures.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, buddy.
That's what we heard from some former Rochester residents for years.
See you, losers.
Kicking off the shackles of the Empire State. Fun, sun, panhandle. Well,
you can golf year-round.
That's
play
right.
Tennis,
yeah.
Fish.
Check out this sunburn. All of a sudden, things aren't so good.
Yeah, what happened?
Some would even call them bad.
Ooh.
And those faces that told you years ago they were getting the hell out and never coming back, sucker. Well, you might be seeing them again.
So what's the problem?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah.
For a long time here in New York State, there were a group of people just biding their time. They were done. They were going to make a move.
Oh, yeah.
To sunny Florida. Taxes, cheap.
No state tax.
Weather, great.
Gorgeous sun state.
It'd be like living on vacation every single
day. Yeah, fun in the sun, baby.
And those people, before they left and then after they left to tell you all the things that would be and have become so much better than it was living in Rochester.
Always wanted to tell you what the temperature was.
Yeah, you got it. Picture on Facebook. Check me out. I'm at a beach in December. Well, now there's a problem.
What happened?
Several stories from the New York Post, along with other outlets, describe a perfect storm brewing in the Sunshine State. And I ain't talking hurricanes, buddy. So first off, they have a housing issue the opposite of ours. When folks began to migrate south, they built a ton of condos.
Yeah.
And because of that, they now have way too many condos.
They're way overbuilt.
You got it. Homes are currently sitting on the market in Florida, some being slashed up to 40% of what they were worth, devastating the people that own them.
Yeah.
But that sounds good if you want to buy.
Oh, yeah, it's a buyer's market, buddy.
Yeah, well, then comes the little issue of cost of living.
Yeah.
It is.
No state tax. No. Think about that. All the money I send to Albany.
Cost of living has skyrocketed in Florida.
But so, why?
Well, when you look at it as a state overall, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
But the places that people want to be, Tampa, Miami, Palm Beach, Florida.
You want to be by the beach.
They've been dealing with increases of 20 to 25% of living across the board.
Right.
Your home is worthless, and it costs more for basic stuff.
So my brother tells me like what they had to spend on insurance for their house.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you keep getting hurricanes hitting you.
Right. So and you have to have you have to have this coverage, especially if you have a mortgage.
Okay.
So that went way up.
Not great.
And then they started. Yeah.
Okay. So all that sounds really bad.
Yeah.
But it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, did you know, in 2022, 1.6 million residents of Florida were born in the state of New York.
Oh.
That's 10% of the state's population.
Yeah.
At least it was at the time.
Yeah.
And that started breeding resentment from the locals. Folks from Florida, as all of these changes started happening, looked at them as the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And folks from New York have been reported being shut out by their communities, being told to their face they don't belong there, facing pushback from the people who were born and raised in Florida. And there are several stories that you go find yourself. We don't have time to talk about all of them, where cars with New York plates have been vandalized or had letters and flyers left on them telling them in no uncertain terms, go back to where you came from.
Go back to Yankee Town.
Now, Tommy, you kind of went through this when your father moved down from Jersey.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, when we moved down to Florida, the people that were there had been generational Floridians.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They were born and raised. Almost everybody lives in Florida now came from someplace else. You know what I mean? Like, the migration to Florida started in the 60s.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But now they think they're Floridians, even though their grandparents came down the same way and got the same treatment.
Now, look, man, once you're past two generations, nobody considers where they came from anymore.
Yeah.
Come on.
But we're all from the same boat. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. The bottom line is this.
Yeah.
A story in the Hudson Valley Post shows that a chunk of New Yorkers who have gone to Florida already are coming back.
Yeah, the dream ain't so dreamy.
And people who forecast this kind of thing predict that there will be more New Yorkers coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
And I open this question to everybody listening. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If those friends and family members who went off to Florida to find greener pastures come home again, are they welcome with open arms? And I mean this from a social, glad-to-have-you-back standpoint.
Mm. I think they'll be welcome, but people are going to talk crap behind your back.
So you wouldn't talk to their face?
No, but people will go, look who's back. I told you.
I have a family member that did it twice.
Wait, went down, came back, went down, came back?
Years ago, went down to Florida, came back home.
Okay.
Then went back down to Florida for a few more years, and then came back home. It's weird. Like, they can't stay away completely.
It's hard to tell how folks in the greater Rochester area feel about friends and family who leave.
Mm.
Because, I mean, I'm sure there's part of people that go, wow, that looks like a great adventure and a lot of fun, right? But then again, I mean, they are telling you where you live sucks, so I'm leaving. Do you hold it against them?
I don't think you, but it's just like, you feel gratified that you stayed here.
Okay.
Like, you made the better decision.
Okay.
So there's going to be a little bit of smug arrogance in the fact that, like, you ran down, you chased out the glitter, and what'd you get?
Would you feel comfortable mocking them to their face, Kimmy, when they came back home?
Would I feel comfortable mocking them?
Yeah, let's
no,
say
because I think at that point they know.
Yeah, but I still want to mock them. I would have no problem
Let's say your brother, Ryan, he packs up the family, he gets a big opportunity down there, and he's bragging all the time about how much fun he's having.
Sure,
A year and a half later, he comes back home.
That fast, 18 months, huh?
You're killing him.
All right, but here's the thing. In that example, I don't think I would. Because there are reasons people left where you can't judge them for it. Careers, marriages, certain opportunities, right? Like, I wouldn't want my brother to pass on growth in his life just to stay here.
But if he's bragging about it.
But again.
You can't believe how much house you get for your dollar down
here. I guess if you earned it, though.
Yeah, either way.
All right, it's the folks who look for the job to leave. Not the folks where the job comes to them and gives them an opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, most of the people that headed to Florida that I knew, it was retirement time. You know, they were tired of the property taxes. They were tired of all that crap. They were just going to Florida to just enjoy their money. The whole South, like the Carolinas, blew up the same way.
Sure.
You know.
But here's the thing, Kimmy. There is a, and I don't know about your personal experience, I have a large, relatively chunk of people my age that I went to like high school with, who in their mid-20s decided they were going to Florida.
But yeah.
And that's where they were going to
live.
That's
where the opportunity was.
But like, here's the thing. It always was retirees.
Yeah.
But now, and it wasn't even like they didn't have jobs. Like they didn't have any, they just like, this is where I'm going to go and I'm going to figure it out here.
And Florida was full of those people. They, ever since I was a kid, it was just people that just, they came down, but they had no plan, but they just knew this is where they wanted to be because it looked nice. And those people now run the state. People that had no plan.
I mean, the younger people that I know that live there, they did move down there for work. And it wasn't like they were looking specifically to work in Florida. That's okay. Just where the job kind of took them. So I don't know anybody that like under the age of like 50 that moved there just purely for Florida.
Right,
that state, I should say.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There have been several stories the last couple of weeks talking about how New Yorkers who went to Florida are on their way back. It's already started happening, according to a story in the Hudson Valley Post. Several stories in the New York Post talk about the issues that have shown up, that the housing market is the opposite of ours, that homes have lost like 40% of their value because they overbuilt. They talk about how the cost of living in Florida has skyrocketed and it's burying people. They also talk about the pushback that Florida residents are now getting. In 2022, like we said, 1.6 million residents of Florida were born in New York. The locals looked at the New Yorkers coming down as the issue. There have been reports of vandalism on cars with New York plates, reports that they have been getting leaflets left on their cars telling them to get the hell out of here.
And there's also another arrogant thing, or not arrogant, but that pisses off Floridians. That people from up here they live here part of the year and they live in Florida part of the year, but they claim they're Florida residents so they don't have to pay the state taxes even though they come back up here for 6 months. That pisses them off because they're just using your state to as a tax shelter and then they screw back and forth.
Sure.
And they get the best of both worlds. That really pisses off people.
So, I mean, that's an easy way to get everyone to hate you, right? Because nobody in Rochester wants to see your pictures in December of you standing on a beach or that the people in Florida hate you for using their state as
right. So think about it. You're using two states and not paying any state taxes.
Yeah.
And you're getting the best weather, right? Come up here when it's hot down there. When it gets cold up here, you go down there. And you're doing it all just to shelter your taxes.
So I will say this, man. I didn't understand. So they talk about the weather and stuff. Was like, the storms. But they do talk to New Yorkers in one of these articles about how they didn't understand how oppressive the heat was going to be.
Oh, yeah. Florida mugginess is insane. It's tropical.
So when I was in my early 20s, I dated this girl whose parents lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And they lived in
Melbourne, right?
Yeah, Melbourne. And I went down there in August.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And I had...
And there's a reason why flights are so dirt cheap to go to Florida in August.
I didn't know the world could be that hot.
Yeah, and it's a heat you can't describe.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Like, we went to the zoo.
Yeah.
On, like, in Melbourne, right? And there are pictures of me at this zoo. And I look like I just got out of the shower.
The humidity.
Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
It was misery. Misery. Why would you subject yourself to
I know.
Like, yeah. I will take zero... and snowstorm over what I experienced that week in Melbourne.
But you also hate warm weather, period.
Kimmy, you don't understand.
But the old people love the heat, you know what I mean? Because they're always cold. So like my parents always kept the house at 85 degrees. But they were ancient at that point.
Okay.
But you're right. Like, that heat is brutal.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, how's it going?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So what you just said, I moved to Florida 8 years ago, and I would take 90 in humidity over, 20 in snow any day of the week. I've lived through the summers now. Yeah, it gets a little hot, but I'll take it. You can still do stuff. There's AC everywhere.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Let me stop it. Because you're exactly who we need, Jessica. Do you live in Florida currently, or are you back in Rochester now?
I do. I've been here 8 years now. We were the type that looked for a job and moved. We didn't move for a job. And I mean, I just love it.
Okay. So where are you in Florida?
I'm now in Central Florida, a little bit outside of Tampa. We were in South Florida for about 5 years.
Honey, you're in the worst. You're not even in Tampa?
She said she's close to Tampa.
Close to Tampa sucks.
What are you, a Florida
close
snob?
Close enough that I can drive there in 25, 30 minutes.
You're an hour from the beach.
Well,
I know where you live.
That was creepy,
that's creepy
by the way. I know where you live. Jessica,
right?
I know where you live. All right, Jessica, let me ask you a question, because I'm seeing these stories here, and they talk to people, New York residents, that have been facing this pushback from folks from Florida. Do the folks you live around know you're from New York, and how do they feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, our neighbors are from Wisconsin, so I
but everybody likes Wisconsin.
Cheese,
it's pretty
beer.
Common yeah. down here. Nobody's ever been, you know, unhappy that we're from New York.
Hostile. All right, so your experience has been good, Jessica.
Let's put it this way. I'm never moving back to New York.
We miss you, though. Everyone's been asking, when's Jessica coming?
Yeah, I'm fine with her down there.
Well, I still listen to you guys every morning. So you guys do one of these takes on Florida, I feel like, once a week. And I don't know why you're hating on Florida so bad.
Oh, well, no, I just found it interesting.
Because
all
you're
of
sitting
these...
around drinking wine outside all day.
Tommy's a little
that's
jealous.
What you're doing.
No, I just found it interesting.
That's exactly it. I know Tommy is jealous.
Well, but he could go back anytime he wanted to.
Can he?
Well, Kenny.
He could have. Look, there was nothing holding him here 10 years ago. There was no reason for him to be here. Jessica, thanks for the call. Put on some sunscreen.
All right. I'll talk to you about.
Bye, Jessica.
Sitting in her screened-in porch, sucking down wine.
Okay, I love
chain
how,
smoking.
I love how I said I would have the balls to look at a buddy that came back and be like, you're a dick. Yeah. And you go, no, I wouldn't. And Jessica calls up, and you immediately go off on her.
I know
her type.
You're like an hour from the beach.
All right, wait.
Wes, you're living east of Tampa? You might be listening in Gaza.
Well, you said you know her type. What is her type? Describe Jessica for me.
She's loud and proud, baby.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's definitely loud.
She's got multiple bumper stickers on her car. They basically explain all her feelings. Her car also has a rusty trailer hitch, but she doesn't tow anything.
No, it's funny. Huh. The second she said, Kimmy, I live outside of Tampa.
Oh, I knew we were going to get judgment
no.
in the chair.
It was that one specific place, because you think Tampa's one of the trashiest places.
I spent a summer in Tampa before I moved up here. It is one of the worst experiences of my life. And I was poor in a lot of cities. That place sucks. It's the only city you can go to a strip mall and get a sub, an HJ, and buy antiques, and you don't have to move your car.
I was going to say, I was trying to move on from that. Give it some space.
Enough space, and now we'll talk.
The people that I don't know that did move back home too, it only took one hurricane scare to get them back home.
Okay.
I think, like, you don't really realize how scary of a situation that can be, especially if you've never lived through it before.
If you got devastated, like your house got wiped out.
But I don't even think that they did. I think it just came close, and they were like, nope, we're done with this place. No, thank you.
Well, like, to that point, it does blow my mind. You know, we talked about the potential tornado last week, right?
Yeah.
And how I have this unreasonable fear of tornadoes, and now they're, like, a thing that kind of happens here. I don't understand the idea of building a life, right? A home, a family, connecting
putting
with neighbors.
Down roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you have a chance that it's gone. It's all gone.
Oh, yeah. It's right? wiped out.
And then you are not back to normal life again for months.
Oh, it could be a year.
Best case
years.
Scenario, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, as bad as the snow and everything sucks here, right? Like, there's almost nothing short of a house fire that is going to do that to me.
Well, the other thing is, like, a tornado will wipe out a neighborhood, a hurricane will take out a county.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, that county may not come back for a while.
I think that there is a very important lesson here that everyone should have known from
Stay away from Tampa.
Well, again, we're talking about all these stories that have come out over the last 2 weeks. Folks from New York that are looking to come back to New York after moving to Florida and all the reasons why. Look, of course, the state of New York, Rochester, they got their problems.
Oh, yeah.
And it can feel like those problems are massive because we're surrounded by it here every day.
Mm-hmm.
You see the news,
talk
to your friends, social media is a hellscape. But Tommy, like you just said, every place in America has problems.
Yes.
And if you look at a place that you've never lived before, of course it's going to feel like it doesn't have the problems where you are now because you don't live in that place,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't talk to the people that live there.
Yeah.
And the bigger problems you have with places like Florida and the Carolinas where people from Rochester go is the folks that move down there you do talk to may not be completely honest with you.
Of course not.
Because they don't want to look dumb for going.
You don't want to look like a failure.
Exactly. So, like, you could say, well, I talked to XYZ, and they said they're having a blast, but they don't want to be like, don't come, because that makes me look stupid.
But there's a big difference between having northern problems and southern problems.
What do you mean by that?
Southerners don't realize they have problems.
That kind of seems nice.
It does, till you look at them. And you look at their kids, and you look at their house.
Okay, now you're being a dick.
No, I am not.
Now you're insulting everybody.
Southerners don't realize what they're standing in.
You are that guy.
I was born in the South.
That's what I'm saying.
Not proud of it.
You were born in the South. You were born in Jersey.
I know.
Yeah, South Jersey.
Right? No, I mean, I don't think people that live in the South... And to Kimmy's point...
What you're describing doesn't sound that bad. Like, just... kind of living in your own world.
You lived in a kind of a South in West Virginia. I know.
It's a North-South.
I mean, that was the Virginia that broke off so they wouldn't have to be part of the South.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, West Virginia's got some... Yeah, but you got some... And even Ohio's got a little South in it.
Yeah, no, South Ohio.
Yeah, you can hit some pockets of Ohio and go, God damn.
Look, the bottom line is this.
What's that?
The point I'm trying to make. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Always true.
It's green where you water it.
Mm-hmm.
And... you do the best when you make the effort.
Right.
And, like, moving everything south doesn't guarantee a better time when you have to fit in with a culture of people that you've never been around. And I think that is the most important lesson here.
Okay.
Is, you know, you talk to Jessica and
she's happy as a clam.
But she's got neighbors from Wisconsin and
everything.
I don't think people understand this country is so big,
mm-hmm.
how different every 300 miles.
Oh, we're very diverse.
Yeah, the culture is.
So,
yeah.
Just New York alone.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like you
end up,
North Country versus Rochester versus New York City, right? You drive 4 hours west towards Ohio, it's a completely different world.
Many Americas, Pat.
There really is,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I've always said, if this was Europe, there would be 27 countries attached to all of this with different languages and customs and foods and things like that. You may not just fit in like a puzzle piece the way you think you're going to.
All right.
And the way you have to fit in may not make you comfortable.
Just stay away from the heat. There you go.
All right, we'll finish it with this. Kevin writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Couldn't agree with Tommy more. Tampa sucks.
That ain't the best part.
Steven Tyler.
It's very hard to do.
Why? How did this guy manage to make him look worse? Make himself look worse than the guy who looked really badly.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So it was exactly a week ago at this time, we were talking about the NFL draft, and two very unique things happened. Cam Ward, first overall pick of the Tennessee Titans, he wears number one. He has worn number one his entire career. He wanted to wear number one for the franchise, but that number was retired for Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon.
Mm.
In an amazing show of, like, welcome, Warren Moon showed up at the press conference where he was introduced with his number one jersey and unretired it so Cam Ward could wear it.
That's a class guy.
Very class move. And Warren Moon, according to all reports, is that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So something similar was happening with the New York Giants. Abdul Carter, the defensive end, edge rusher, wanted to wear number 56. And that number was retired in New York for Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
He asked Lawrence Taylor if he could wear it. Lawrence Taylor was like, nah. Now, here's the thing. Taylor wasn't a dick about it. Yeah. He said that he wanted him to make his own history.
Make your own name.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so here's the thing.
Right.
Having caught up on that story, Abdul Carter wore number 11 at Penn State.
Right.
That number is also retired with the New York Giants. Do you know for who?
Is it Carl Banks?
No, 11.
Oh.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you're going to sneeze?
Yeah, I was going to
sneeze. Kimmy's going to sneeze. Hold on. Stand by.
Now
she's not going to sneeze. Now you're not sneezing now.
I don't know. I'm not sure who
Phil
had
Sims,
11.
The quarterback Phil Sims.
Oh, Simsy, the Carl Banks of the offense.
Now, you made all those leather jackets.
Yes.
So Phil Sims was not asked for the number, but in a podcast right after Lawrence Taylor said no, he was asked, would you give up 11?
Mm-hmm.
And he said not only would he, he said it would be an honor to see his number on the field in New York again.
All right.
Well,
no.
Something changed.
Oh, no.
Now, it's unknown if Abdul Carter asked Phil Sims if he could wear number 11.
Mm.
But a few days later, Phil Simms came out publicly and said he changed his mind. Oh. He doesn't want anyone wearing the number 11 for the Giants ever again.
He said it publicly.
He said you could have it, and then he pulled it back. All right, let me ask you a question.
Somebody talk him out of it?
So he says his family outvoted him.
Oh, so his family, they're the dicks.
Okay, but that could also be something he said after he realized.
He throws his family under the bus, which makes you an even bigger dick.
It does.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah.
You sided with Lawrence Taylor last week. You said it was his right to keep 56.
Yeah, and I thought he offered a cool explanation, even if he didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing to tell somebody. Go make your own history.
Okay. That being said,
yeah.
Phil Simms, is he a dick?
Yo, absolutely.
Okay, why?
Because you said it, and then you taking something back.
Yeah.
My father was that guy. He would give you something and want it back.
Okay.
It's the worst trait in a personality to me, is to be that guy. And you're that guy, man.
The funniest part about this, it's a totally unforced error. Nobody legitimately asked him for it. He goes, you can have it. Then comes out and goes, nah, never mind.
And I'm surprised. I didn't think he was that kind of a guy.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Okay. I already knew that Phil Simms was a massive dick.
Mm-hmm. That I did not know.
Right, well, I know on a personal level that Phil Simms is a massive dick. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But side note, like you had to know, like if your number's retired, you have to know eventually you're going to get asked that question because eventually somebody's going to come along and want that number. There's going to be another star that wants that number that's coming in.
So you've probably had time to think about it.
I would think.
I have a plan.
Okay.
But anyways, back to your story.
So right off the bat, Phil Simms should not have his number retired for the New York Giants. He is not a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He will never be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And yes, he won a Super Bowl with the Giants, but backup Jeff Hostetler did the same thing with that roster over the Bills in the Super Bowl 25. The defense won those Super Bowls.
Okay.
Phil Simms only made two Pro Bowls his entire career, and Bill Parcells benched him multiple times.
Oh, really?
So, that aside, I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun Duffy family fact.
Yeah, what's that?
I took my family to the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And I had experience with this because every year when I was a teenager, my dad would take, starting with me, and then when my brother got old enough, us to Detroit for the Thanksgiving Day game. Didn't matter who was playing, we were going to go watch the game. And my dad did this because he didn't want to have Thanksgiving dinner with his in-laws.
Yeah.
So he painted it as, I'm having experience with my boys.
Right.
We would stay the night.
And you benefit.
You got it. Yeah. We would go to a Red Wings game the night before. It was a great experience. Mm. One of the favorite memories of childhood. Yeah. So Phil Simms, working for CBS, was the color guy.
Yeah.
So we're coming out of the stadium. My dad did this thing where he would stay in the stadium for every stadium we would go to till the last possible moment.
And the reason being?
Don't know.
Oh.
Like, it's like, I paid for this ticket. I'm going to stay here.
Take it all in?
Yes.
All right.
So, like, he would, like, everywhere we go, the security guards would be like, well, time to go, and we'd leave. So we're walking out of the stadium down the street, coming the other way on the corner, is Phil Simms and whoever was doing play-by-play.
You're kidding me.
It's just me, my dad, this guy, and Phil Simms. There is no one else around. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Phil Simms.
Yeah.
I'm all excited.
Well, I'm a big star.
Yeah, teenage kid. He's on TV, right, playing the NFL. So I say to him, Mr. Simms, can I please have a picture? And I got my camera in my hand. And he looks me up and down, and he goes, no. And he keeps walking.
So he stopped, acknowledged you.
Stopped, looked me up and down. No, kept walking. There is no one else around. And, like, here's the thing. I get the argument. Like, if I stop for you, I got to stop for everybody. I would have understood. The reason I asked is because we were alone, and he looks me up and down and goes, no. And I remember thinking at that point, I go, wait a minute. You're Phil Simms, right? Like, I mean, I was
excited. You had that realization as a child.
Like, I was excited up until he said no. And I go, wait, why would... It's Phil Simms. Was Dandy Don Meredith not available today?
I just want to point out, what was it about you as a kid that these guys didn't feel any guilt saying no to your face?
So most of...
Because you've had multiple interactions
you must have looked like
with
a little
NFL
panhandler.
Players where they're just like, get this kid out of my face. Yeah.
No, so here's the thing. It only happened twice, really. It was with Andre Reed,
okay.
And then it was with Phil Simms. Everybody else was overly gracious, and maybe that's why...
I thought you said you had a few that were like, I'll do it, but I'm not happy
about
it.
Okay, but they did it, right? Okay. I mean, fine, I don't know what their day's going through. And I think that's why I would always get so excited is because I had so many pleasant experiences with professional athletes, and that's why the Andre Reed episodes...
The bad ones stand out.
And the Phil Simms episodes stand out.
Wow.
What a dick!
That changes my whole opinion on Phil Simms.
Thank you. And like,
no, I mean, I like him. Coming around on the Simsy.
Like, and I've thought about this several times throughout my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much of an impact it had. Like, how much of a dick he was. I'm 15, 16 at the time. I was not alive for prime Phil Simms.
Yeah.
And he would have known that looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I knew who you were and were excited to meet you should have meant something
to
you.
Yeah, building a little fan base for the future.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I've met other, like, Bills players that I know just from reading about them and watching, you know, video from the 60s and 70s. And every time I would meet them, they were overly excited because someone remembered me.
Mm-hmm.
I told that story about Bills AFL Hall of Famer Billy Shaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, that guy could not have been more gracious. And, like, really? Phil Simms? Phil Simms? So, yeah, this is so on Simms' brand, bro.
I did not realize he's not in the Hall of Fame. I always thought he was.
He wasn't that great a quarterback.
So New York has never really had a great quarterback.
The Giants?
Jets. I mean, Namath had one good season, but they said he's like one of the most overrated quarterbacks of all time.
Shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame more interceptions than touchdowns. But
that's what I'm saying. So they've never had like a dominant quarterback.
Eli Manning won two Super Bowls.
Yeah,
but he won one as a 9-9. I mean, they
won
one.
Yeah,
8-8.
And he was there for a long time.
Yeah. Hold on. There's got to be a – is there a Hall of Fame quarterback for the New York Giants?
Eli would have to be your greatest quarterback.
Y.A. Tittle. Back in the day.
He got shot in the head, though.
Shut up.
Did you see that bloody – there was a scene right when he got shot in the head right in the field.
Okay. Tommy's talking about, like, the most famous photo of all time NFL history.
When they assassinated Y.A. Tittle.
They did not assassinate
– Yeah, the commies wanted him dead, man.
Okay, we are deep in the weeds now pulling Y.A. Tittle – black and white photo jokes.
You brought them up, man.
Well, you asked me to think of it. That's the best New York quarterback I can think of. Y.A. Tittle. Who, by the way, autographed mini helmet I have at home.
With the bullet hole?
Two-factor WCM.
I hear it's a whistle.
We started this with Phil Simms announcing last week on a podcast that if someone asked him to wear his number 11 again, which was retired in New York, he would say yes. Then later that week in an interview, he goes, hey, you know what? I changed my mind. No one can wear number 11 ever again. Kimmy, what do we got over there?
I thought you were
looking up something.
No, it just is giving me famous New York Giants, not necessarily quarterbacks.
Okay.
Got to do some more research.
I mean, look, Duffy on WCMF, just for the off Mike argument sake.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest quarterback between the two New York teams of all time?
It would have to be Namath with the notoriety.
No, but we're talking like statistics.
Right. But I think people look at Namath as the guy that got the first Super Bowl for New York.
Man, that is a guy who made his entire fortune on running his mouth.
Yeah.
Like he knew how to play the game and he played it, and good for him.
Oh yeah.
Right?
He milked it.
He wants to kiss you.
Yes.
Still alive trying to sell me reverse mortgages, too.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest names they say for New York in general, Phil Simms, Joe Namath, Eli Manning.
No Y.A. Tittle?
Y.A. Tittle's up there, bro.
Did he win the championship?
Yes.
Why was he? Well, that's when he was on his knees. Why was, did he just get, like, creamed?
It was the end of like the greatest game, one of the greatest games of all time, and he just taken
and his head just burst open in blood.
He wasn't like spurting blood.
Bro, it's like somebody hit him with a tomato.
All right, now everybody look. Jeez. Google the letter Y.
The assassination.
The letter A.
Y.A. Tittle.
Tittle famous photo.
And they never caught the guy. Next. Some people say it was George Blanda.
Nobody knows who that is.